This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited that it just keeps getting better and better and better. The communists in this country continue to be attacked from all sides. Their power base is being destroyed. Trump is now going to audit the IRS. We're going to discuss that tonight. We're going to discuss more about system corruption, a government full of criminals who are apparently all lawyering up right now. Department of Education appears to be next. RFK Jr. is confirmed. Democrats, according to the latest poll, have not figured out a thing. All that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And before I forget, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday on top of Valentine's Day, which, of course, is super important, fellas. Either way, get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions emailed in right now. Ask me anything to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. So I was reflecting on some things today. I'm looking at a few different things, to be honest. They're sitting in front of me right now. I'm looking at a new national poll by Quintus Insights. Donald Trump's job approval was at 53%. That is a staggeringly high number for the president. GOP is up 4 points on Democrats in the generic ballot. Again, that's a lot. I'm looking at this article from Breitbart, the AP, the Associated Press. They're blocked from attending a White House event. I'm looking at this. Democrats push for tougher resistance to Trump as anger mounts. I'm looking at this. Trump fires USAID's top watchdog after reports of billions wasted on educating al-Qaeda terrorists and drag shows. And I'll get to all these stories here in a little bit. But as I was looking at all this stuff today and I'm marinating on, I mean, things like this.
So I think that the Internal Revenue Service will be looked at like everybody else. Just about everybody's going to be looked at. So it's they're doing a hell of a job. It's an amazing job they're doing. And, you know, that force is building. I call it the force of super geniuses, but it's building. And, you know, they go up and they talk to some of the people about certain deals and the people get all tongue-tied. They can't talk. Because these people get it. They're very smart people. We need smart people.
Communism is under assault right now, and it's beautiful to watch. And the assault on American communism is being led by Donald Trump. And I was marinating not just on Trump's character arc, on really, I think this applies to most of us if we're being honest. And we are all probably in different places on this character arc. It actually, I know it sounds stupid, and honestly it is stupid, but you know I'm stupid. I was thinking about this scene from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. You ever see that movie? Great movie. Absolutely. You never saw it, Chris? Oh, it's a great movie. And during this scene, Indiana Jones and his father, they're being shot at by a German fighter plane. Trying to murder them. And they dive into this ditch and the plane goes strafing them and it misses them. They go flying right by. And Indiana Jones's dad, who's just a professor, just kind of, you know, a nerd type, nothing wrong with that, leans into Indiana Jones and this is how the conversation goes.
People are trying to kill us.
I know, Dad!
It's a new experience for me. It happens to me all the time.
These people are trying to kill us. I know, Dad! What's wrong with you? You idiot. I get that.
Oh, sorry, it's new to me. I didn't know. This says it happens to me all the time.
I would venture to guess that you are somewhere on this character arc that Donald Trump has gone through. Donald Trump was a New York Democrat. Now, he was never some far lefty. I don't want to make it seem like he was some nutball communist. He was never that, but he was a New York Democrat. Donated to Democrats, donated to Chuck Schumer, hung out with Democrats. That's who he was. And he got elected president in 2016. It was almost like he ran for president on a whim. Ah, screw it. See if I can do it. And he goes down, he runs on immigration. It was one of his main things, and gets elected. And it was obvious, and Trump has admitted this on stage in front of me, he admitted this, that he didn't have any idea what he was dealing with when he walked into D.C. He even said on the stage, he said, I'd never even really been to D.C. I didn't know anything about the place, how it worked. And this guy walks into D.C. 2016, very, very naive. And maybe that's where you have been. There's obviously been plenty of points in time where that's where I have been. He walked in completely naive and just kind of assumed, yeah, there are Republicans. Yeah, there are Democrats. But I'm a deal maker. That's what he does. We all want the same thing, right? We may have a different view on some things, but we all kind of want the same thing. And so almost immediately he tries to get an immigration bill done with amnesty for Democrats. And for Trump, for that Trump, well, why wouldn't they do it? Hey, Republicans, we'll get the wall, we'll get some border security. And hey, Democrats, I know you want to amnesty all these barbarians. We'll do that. We'll get it. We'll do a deal. You want to do a deal? Let's do a deal. And he just had no earthly idea who and what he was dealing with. And haven't you been there in the past when it comes to Democrats, communist activism in this country? Maybe you're still there. Maybe you're still waking up. Again, I don't know where you are on this character arc that Trump has gone through. And then he watched. He watched for 4 years as he was completely rebuffed and kneecapped, not just by Democrats who were elected to office, not just by Democrat senators and House members. People inside of his own government. He was impeached from inside his own State Department. He gave orders to his own generals as commander-in-chief, and they just ignored him. Oh, you and Trump wants what? Nah. Ignored. And you could tell. Remember, I used to get frustrated with him. So frustrated. And he would be getting exasperated because he would sit down with these reporters. And, you know, they were all doing the whole Trump's a Nazi. And they would ask him. They would ask him in every interview 25 times. Hey, you do denounce white supremacy, right? I mean, you have a lot of white supremacy. You denounce it, right? You denounce it. So you don't want this support, right? You denounce it. And you could tell he was just exasperated. Yes, I've already said I denounce it. Yes, you could just sense the frustration. And then I was getting frustrated with him. They don't care about white supremacy. But you can just tell he just wanted to get something done. He just wanted to get it done. Why are you lying? I'm not a white supremacist. He's never had a racist bone in his body. There's no indication of that. But you can tell he was just flabbergasted. Impeached twice. And then Joe Biden gets 80 million votes in 2020. So in Trump's mind, and in my mind, you may disagree, the election did it, flat out stole it from him. They impeached him twice, screwed him over at every turn, stole the election. And maybe, just maybe, in Trump's mind, okay, well, that was rough and brutal, but I mean, at least that's done. But again, just no idea what he's dealing with.
People trying to kill him. I know, Dad!
You're not dealing with Democrats, progressives, liberals, people with just kind of a different view on things. You're dealing with savages. You're dealing with communists. You're dealing with anti-humans. These people are trying to kill us. And he knows that now after the FBI got sent into his home. After various DAs and AGs across the country in multiple different jurisdictions charged him with felonies and tried to throw him in prison. After he got shot in the head and watched a man's head get blown off at his own rally. After about 5 minutes after that, another one tries to murder him on the golf course down in Florida. Donald Trump has gone through what maybe you have already gone through. Maybe you're still going through it. Maybe it's still hard for you to believe. I mean, you hear the disbelief in his voice in the movie. I know it's ham-fisted, but maybe this is still you.
People are trying to kill us. I know!
These people are trying to kill us. And the reason I bring this up is I see so much of this now of just the jaw-dropped reaction from all of us, from so many of us, as the true depth of government corruption and evil has been revealed. We're looking around. I'm seeing guys say things like, so just to be clear, I've paid taxes my entire life to fund communism at home and abroad. Staggering. And we got this character arc. Again, you're somewhere on that arc. And now we have somebody in office who realizes these people are trying to kill us. And the thing is, you have to deal with somebody who's trying to kill you in a much, much, much different way than you deal with someone who just kind of sees things a little bit differently than you do. And the reason we've had so much success during this 3 weeks is we've dropped the old, well, we're all on the same team stuff. And we have figured out these people are trying to kill us. We'll talk about these stories and much more tonight. A wonderful time in the country. Wonderful things are happening worldwide. Wonderful things are always happening at Tunnel to Towers. Remember that. At Tunnel to Towers, well, they're out there paying off the mortgages of fallen first responder families, Gold Star families. You know, all those, the fallen we always honor in training accidents here. Always try to do that as much as possible. Someone dies in training, we try to bring up their name. I know I miss some. I know I do. But, you know, we just want to honor them in some way. Tunnel to Towers goes out and finds those families. They find those widows. They find those families and they say, hey, can we help? Let us help you. Let us pay off your home. That's where your $11 a month goes. T2T.org. is where you go to give. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. It's $11 a month. Help these families out. T2T.org. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I'm just so happy about what is happening right now in this country. Happy we are getting back to being a sane place. Happy about the character arc of the American right. Yes, Donald Trump included, but this is really all of us. Happy we have finally stopped dropping these old notions we've had for the entirety of my life, that we realize we're not dealing with people who just kind of have a different way of seeing things. That old lame Republican talking, well, we all kind of want the same things. No, we freaking don't. No, we do not at all. And the old Donald Trump, Trump 1.0, this is how he used to be.
You were asked point blank to denounce white supremacy. In the moment, you didn't. You asked some follow-up questions. Who specifically? A couple of days later, on a different show, you denounced white supremacy.
No,
my question to you is,
you've done this to
why
me
does
and everybody,
it seem like
I denounce white supremacy, okay?
You did 2 days later.
I've denounced white supremacy for years, but you always do it. You always start off with
All right. Yeah, we got, that was the old Trump. And maybe that was the old you.
I already said I denounce it. Why are you still doing that? I've said it forever. Why are you?
That was the old Trump. This is the new one.
Mr. President, you won the White House in part because of high inflation. If your tariffs make prices go up.
Excuse me. We haven't asked you to speak yet, please.
Mr. President, what if your tariffs make prices go up?
Excuse me. Nobody asked you to talk yet. Nobody. Here's the new Trump. AP blocked again from White House event after resisting the Gulf of America update. Trump said it's no longer the Gulf of Mexico, it's the Gulf of America.
the AP, you know, every single communist in the country, whether they be in the media or in the universities or the Democrat politicians or maybe your liberal Aunt Peggy or in the wherever they are, they're all trying to do their little act of resistance now and resist in any way they can. And so the Associated Press stepped up and said, no, we're not renaming it. And Trump said, OK, well, you're not coming to the White House. Sounds good. And like that kind of thing makes some people still, again, maybe you're still on that character arc, the one Trump has very clearly completed. Maybe you're still on that character arc. Now, hold on. We can't be like them. That's too petty. The only way to deal with people who are trying to kill you.
People trying to kill us. I know.
Is through force. You must punish them. You must treat your enemy who has declared himself to be your enemy like the enemy. There's not a second way to do it. We are dealing with hostile forces here. Trump fires USAID's top watchdog after reports of billions wasted on educating Al-Qaeda terrorists and drag shows. No more time. No more time to waste. No more time to you know, dance around things. Well, I'm not really sure. We got to make sure we look good. We got to make sure. No. No more. Now it's time to save the United States of America from these dirty communists who've taken over every daggone thing. And the best part of all this, it's not even the part that I would require, but the best part of all this is it's popular. The American people love it. And that's one of the things that's putting Democrats in such a terrible bind right now are the approval numbers. They're through the roof. They're through the roof. If Donald Trump was to run for re-election again right now, which I know he's not going to, he would get better numbers now than he did back in November. That's what poll after poll after poll shows, because who doesn't want waste cleaned up? I heard somebody said this to me today. It was actually Tim Burchett, that great congressman from Tennessee. I was talking to Tim, and he said, Jesse, you know what's wild? Every single American, all of them, I'm paraphrasing, he said, everyone, Republican, Democrat, Independent, every single American wants waste cut out of the federal government, except for Democrats in the government, Democrat politicians, Democrats in the bureaucracy. They are the tiniest minority in the United States of America. It's a tinier minority than all the tranny nonsense. That's how tiny the minority is. But these people have banked on the system of corruption they have built. Decade after decade after decade of slowly but surely insulating your communist agenda from the law, filling up the government with communists who will do your bidding, and creating a system where you can stick your greedy commie fingers into the treasury of the United States of America, stuff some of that cash in your pocket while handing it to all your friends at home and abroad. But they're watching the system come apart on them, and some of them are too old and dumb to even filter out their objections.
People of this country are being violated because all of our privacy is being taken up by Elon Musk and Trump, and we don't know what all they have on us.
We don't know what all they have on us. If you want to feel good about something else on top of everything else to feel good about, the worst people in the United States of America, the authors, the engineers of American communism, are in a state of mass panic right now because the books are being opened. They're being opened and people are terrified, and the IRS is coming next to celebrate a great time in the country. Before we continue doing that, let's get you switched up on your phone service. No, not just for fun. Not just because you can get a free phone now. Let's switch up your phone service because, yes, the taxpayer has funded large quantities of American communism. But other parts of American communism you and I have funded ourselves with our own choices by patronizing businesses who hate the country. You really shouldn't have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And I'm not judging you. I have had all three of those companies before, all three of them.
But these companies are horrible, horrid. They do things with our money that violate our values all the time. Go look up. You don't have to take my word for it. Go look up your mobile company. I think you'll be ready to switch to Pure Talk after you do. The patriotic cell phone company. And yes, with a qualifying plan, they're giving out free phones now. Samsung Galaxies, iPhone 14s. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday, reminding you, you can email and should email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Email those into Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. And here's been the result of the change in mentality on the right, the change in tactics on the right, the change in mentality from Trump, his tactics, his everything else. I love this. I can't get enough of this. This is from The Hill. Democrats are frustrated and they're afraid. Headline, Democrats push for tougher resistance to Trump as anger mounts. And the quotes from the article are even better than you can imagine. Quote, he's pushing the boundaries of a system as far as they can go. Another one, quote, this guy's doing some crazy beep. This isn't jamming through a nominee. This is when it starts to get alarming. Quote after quote after quote after quote. But what do all these quotes come down to? Every single quote in this article, they all come down to the same thing. Wait a minute. Our tactics aren't working anymore. What do we do? That is what is happening right now to the Democrat Party in this country. They're looking around, scrambling, because the normal things aren't working anymore. And the reason they aren't working anymore is we changed. Over enough time, over enough abuse, over enough COVID and stolen elections and George Floyd stuff and Kavanaugh stuff and all the other endless things that have contributed to it, we have changed and we have finally woken up and realized
people are trying to kill us. I know!
We are dealing with a different animal, and therefore we have to conduct ourselves differently. Every day the Democrats try to throw another hissy fit, and they're having yet another, well, some of these embarrassing rally things they're trying to
do. You get your mustard hands off of our money, or go to Moscow, you mustard moo-moo-moo.
That was real. I want you to know I didn't edit that. That was Representative Emmanuel Cleaver. You know what? I'm going to play it again.
You get your mustard hands off of our money or go to Moscow, you mustard moo moo moo.
The normal hissy fit from the media isn't working. Trump will just ban him from the White House. The normal hissy fit from Democrats is not working. No more being wrong-footed. No more assuming they're arguing in good faith. Now we have finally woken up, at least most of us, to the fact that these people are trying to kill us. And that when you're dealing with somebody who's trying to kill you, the only way out is victory. You are not going to come to some negotiated position with somebody who's trying to kill you. You're not going to dissuade them by your good conduct. You will emerge victorious, or they will emerge victorious. And that's what we have right now in this country. And I'm stunned at how they are opening up the books so quickly and showing the levels of government corruption. Before we even get to the RFK stuff, did you hear what Lee Zeldin, the new head of the EPA, said?
An extremely disturbing video circulated to...
This is about a minute long, but listen to this. Remember, before I play it, I guess I should set this up again and remind you how they... I've talked about the system for ages. We've talked about the system and what it is. How the communists conquered all the institutions. And now, instead of the institutions serving as a check on each other because they're separate, they conquered all of them for the purpose of having them all work together against us. It's a bank robbery crew. Hey, if I'm a robber by myself, what can I knock off? A 7-Eleven, get $100 if I'm lucky? But if there's 10 of us and we decide to work together, now I can walk into the bank, come up with a plan, and I'll walk away with $1 million. That's what's happened to the United States of America. The communists have conquered the institutions, and after conquering the institutions, they now get the institutions to work together to destroy the country and enrich themselves. We've talked about the system so long and how it works and why it works that way. And what we're seeing now is the details as everything is laid bare before you. Joe Biden got elected, the cadaver president, of course, went to go drool on himself. Papa Werther's original. And the animal communists around him did things like this.
An extremely disturbing video circulated 2 months ago featuring a Biden EPA political appointee talking about how they were tossing gold bars off the Titanic, rushing to get billions of your tax dollars out the door before Inauguration Day. The gold bars were tax dollars, and tossing them off the Titanic meant the Biden administration knew they were wasting it.
I'll let him keep going. None of this sounds like what I've been telling you about for years, does it?
Fortunately, my awesome team at EPA has found the gold bars. Shockingly, roughly $20 billion of your tax dollars were parked at an outside financial institution by the Biden EPA. This scheme was the first of its kind in EPA history, and it was purposefully designed to obligate all of the money in a rush job with reduced oversight. Even further, this pot of $20 billion was awarded to just 8 entities that were then responsible for doling out your money to NGOs and others at their discretion with far less transparency. Just under $7 billion was sent to one entity called the Climate United Fund.
Climate United Fund. He went on to say this. We'll talk about this more in a second.
At this point, there is zero reason to suspect any wrongdoing by the bank. Here's my position as EPA administrator. The financial agent agreement with the bank needs to be instantly terminated, and the bank must immediately return all of the gold bars that the Biden administration tossed off the Titanic. EPA needs to reassume responsibility for all of these funds. We will review every penny that has gone out the door.
Joe Biden's communists that he put into place after he lost the election, they were doing this for 4 years, but this is just one example. After he lost the election, again, we're dealing with savages here, anti-humans, people trying to kill us, took $20 billion of your money and handed it to a bunch of communist groups who would then hand it to other communist groups to push communism in this country and around the globe. And as we've discussed, this is how this works. It's a long process. I've actually been involved in this process before to try to become an approved federal contractor for whatever. They need somebody to build toilets for them. Well, the federal government will have this long application process. You have to check this box and that box and this box and that box and that box. But what happens is the communists inside the government ensure that that process is extra complicated, extra brutal. And in the end, oh, look at that. There's only 3 contractors qualified to build our government toilets. That's where the toilet money has to go. They then throw $50 billion for toilets in the omnibus bill. But the toilet contractors aren't just building toilets, you see. I build Jesse's toilets, but I also have this little communist NGO that's going to ensure the money goes to all this greeny climate communism filth. So I'm a federally approved contractor. I got my toilet money, and I quickly turned around and sent $20 million of it out the door to fund climate communism. Of course, all my friends and family members work for all these companies and NGOs, and friends and family members of the senator or congressman who earmarked the money for me. That is the system that we have discussed for ages. The institutions joining forces to work together to loot the treasury and burn your country to ash. And we are seeing just the tip so far. It's been 3 weeks. And think about what you know now versus what you knew before. Me too. I wake up every day, read the same stories you read. Now, let's pause on that for a moment. I am in a unique period in my life, one we all will go through eventually, and you may have already gone through it yourself, where people around me I love are dying. And when that happens, friends, family, whatever it is, you want to look back, and you want to remember the good times. You want to look at those vacation pictures. You want that VHS tape you shot back in 1990. You want to go watch it again. But that stuff fades with time. It gets destroyed with time. It gets lost with time. It floods. There's fires. The humidity. Please digitize those things, those old camcorder tapes, the VHS tapes, the pictures. Digitize them, and then they're there forever. That's what Legacy Box does. They take all those memories, the baby books, your dad, and they digitize them, and you have them forever. My kids' kids' kids will get to see pictures of me because of Legacy Box and my dad. Go to legacybox.com/Jessies, save you 50%. Legacybox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. It's been a wonderful 3 weeks. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. I got to clear out a few emails before we get back to this draining of the swamp, which we're actually getting this time. Jesse, why doesn't ICE just pull up a lot of buses in front of these hotels in New York City and clean out all the illegals? Would save us millions. Okay, your name is Cindy. One, I love the idea. You're correct. I've always thought it was insanity that illegals just go protest. They'll go form a protest, and they'll just be waving signs. I'm never going back, and things like that. It really shows how weak and pathetic Western civilization has become when it comes to protecting itself. I remember, I've told you this story before. You remember I ran for Congress twice, lost twice, but I won the Republican nomination twice down in Arizona. And during one of my first run, I was running down in the Tucson area. I had to go up to the Phoenix area for some candidate forum. Didn't matter, but Sheriff Joe Arpaio was there. There were some other people there. So I sit down in this candidate forum. I think it was at Republican Party headquarters, if I remember right. And we're sitting there and we're having, hey, what do you think about taxes and spending and all this other stuff? And this group of illegals came in protesting and screaming and yelling, you know, like the savages that all these commies are. And I remember asking the question, and there were gasps. I was all, why don't we just arrest and deport these people? You don't get to, if you're in a country illegally, if I'm in a country legally, whenever I've traveled to other countries legally, I am on my best behavior. I am a guest here. I'm on my best behavior. Now, I've never been in a country illegally, but if I was in a country illegally, oh my gosh, I would keep my head down, my mouth shut. I would drive the speed limit, two hands on the steering wheel. I would pay my bills on time. I would be obsessed with not getting on anyone's radar. But America, because we've been so weakened year after year after year, so feminized, we've gotten to a place where illegals, they'll just go dancing up and down the streets, just marching up and down. Hell no, we won't go. And I always thought I was always floored by that. So I like the idea you have of let's just pull up in front of the hotel where we know they're stuffing all the illegals, load them all up in the vans, and ship them all home. But there is something the Trump administration is doing right now that is very smart. Okay, it is very smart. They have a worst first policy. And it's exactly what it sounds like, so I'm not going to bother explaining it to you. You get rid of the worst first. What that does, not only does it prioritize public safety, because I want all the illegals gone, every single one of them. You probably want all the illegals gone. But the serial gang rapist from El Salvador, I really would prefer if he left first, like now. How can we get him out now? So not only is it smart and it prioritizes public safety, as Tom Homan has said many times, what it does is it gives us momentum. It gives the public an appetite for deportations. I'll come back to it again. Again, this is for, this came out this morning from Quintus Insights, a new national poll. And this tracks with all the other ones I follow. Trump's job approval, 53 to 44. Doge's approval, 49 to 45. 2026 generic ballot. This is the midterm election. GOP, 48. Dems, 44. As of right now, things are popular. And when you go out and you grab the worst first, when the guys you're rounding up are the guys with tattoos on their faces and rap sheets a mile long, what you're doing is you're conditioning the public to be okay with all this. They're liking it. The appetite for deportations is as strong now as it was when Donald Trump got elected. And remember what we talked about before. You have to, as much as I hate this, as much as you may hate this, politicians are generally cowards. They lick their finger, they stick it in the air, they see which way the wind is blowing. If the norms and normas of this country, I'm not talking about you, I'm not worried about you at all. I know you'll be fine. But if the norms and normas out there, if they turn sour on deportations, deportations will, if not stop, they will slow down a lot. They simply will. The greatest tool in the Trump administration's tool belt right now, the greatest tool, is that the American people love it. It's what's allowing them to push forward with all this waste, exposing all the waste, cutting all this, cutting all that. The American people love it. The only people in the country who want all this waste are all the criminal scumbags inside of Washington, D.C. Even Democrats, I'm not talking about your liberal Aunt Peggy, she's a nut job, but even older, more reasonable Democrats, even they look at this kind of stuff and think, oh gosh, that is kind of gross. So popularity is the greatest shield the Trump administration has now, and it gives them freedom to do these things and build momentum. Now, listen, I'm all game to criticize the Trump administration, always will be. You know I don't wave pom-poms. I just don't. I don't man worship, and I warn you against that in any form. You know, don't worship your pastor. Nothing. Just don't man worship. If we are at the end of 4 years, if it's the year 2028, and I happen to still be alive, and deportations are still at the level they're at now, I'm going to complain loudly because it's not enough. But what they're doing right now is smart. It's building momentum, and it's getting the public on our side. And they're being smart about it. It's why Caroline Leavitt keeps getting up at these press conferences with the receipts of the government waste. Because, look, there's no way around it. You hold up these receipts, $40 million for this, $50 million for that, $500 million for this. It's undefeatable. We have to keep the public on our side while we build momentum to destroy the foundations of American communism. I agree it's not happening fast enough yet. I want it ramped up. I am hoping and assuming it will be ramped up. But for now, the worst first policy is the smart policy. All right? All right. We're going to talk about the Department of Education, Linda McMahon, and other things next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.